Listening to KAYT-FM, Gina, Alexandria, 88.1, K255-BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9 FM, K223-BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5 FM, KQJO, St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi, 99.3 FM, and K261EB, Lake Charles, 100.1 FM, and online at www.kaytfm.com, the heart and soul of Central Louisiana.
And the third verse, you will find these words written: for we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Now that you might get the introduction to that verse, it says in the second verse, beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers.
All right.
Beware of the concision. Watch them dogs. St. Paul, the speaker and writer of our text, here warns the true Christians at the Philippian church to beware of the false teachers and false prophets who are always barking like a dog against the principles of the gospel that they were founded upon. Paul called them evil workers because they were always growling with the dog spirit instead of shouting with the Holy Spirit. Some of these false teachers and false prophets were Jews who were trying to hold on to the practice of Judaism by circumcision instead of regeneration. Paul here warns the true Christians to beware of these church fighters who are going around like a dog barking at their good works. He warns them to beware of dogs. That is, watch them dogs. These false teachers whom the Apostle Paul warns the Philippian Christians against were men of evil spirit rather than a good spirit. That is, men with a dog spirit rather than the Holy Spirit. In Isaiah, the 56th chapter, the 10th and 11th verse, he called the crooks in the church greedy dogs and dumb dogs. Jesus said in Matthew 7th chapter and 6th verse, give not that which is holy unto the dog. In our text, Paul characterizes these hypocrites in the church as dogs, evil workmen, and concision workers. He warns the Philippian church not to heed their barking, but watch them dogs. In the scripture, God uses the habits and dispositions of the animals and other creeping things to compare with the habits and dispositions of human beings in the social order. In Peter's vision on the rooftop, he saw all nations represented by four-footed beasts. Creeping things and fowls are there. People on earth have habits like the lower creatures in disposition. Ain't that right? Jesus himself, according to the scripture, was lamb-like in humility. He was lion-like in power. A brazen serpent-like in saving power. Some people in our church are cunning and sly like a fox. Amen. Jesus compared Herod to a fox in Luke the 13th chapter and the 32nd verse. He told the Pharisees, go ye and tell that fox. Some folk are deceitful like a snake. John the Baptist saw the Pharisees and the Sadducees coming to his baptism. And he said in St. Matthew the 3rd chapter and the 7th verse, O ye generation of vipers, that snake, ain't it? Who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? St. Paul in our text called these hypocrites in the church dogs. Some people in our church have habits like an alley dog, always got his head in a garbage can. Ain't that right? Always tracking down filth and dirty things. Amen. Some people in our church, always in the alley, in their thinking and gossiping. They glory in the bad things, and they fight all of the good things. Don't bother them, just watch them though. Now, the Jews, according to the 15th chapter of Matthew and the 22nd verse, regarded the Gentiles as dogs because the Gentiles ate all manner of meat. But in our text, Paul turns the table and he called the Jews dogs because they lived on the laws of Judaism. But he praised the Christians who fed on a higher spiritual food. Now, it has always been dangerous, brethren, to call a man a dog. Amen. It's dangerous to call a man a dog. unless you call him a big dog. Amen. He don't mind you calling him a big dog. Now, in each case that we find men called dogs in the Bible, it is because of their spiritual uncleanness. Let us go into the dog-likeness of some people. First dog we have here is the town dog. This is a city dog. He was born in the city. He has no pedigree. He is of no particular breed. He has no family tree. He's a sooner. Amen. Sooner one thing as another. I knew a man in Alabama that had a dog like this once. And this dog was so lazy that he would seldom go around the house. He would just sleep under the back doorstep. He was so lazy he wouldn't even scratch fleas. Amen. And if you would throw a biscuit to him and it didn't get close enough where he could reach it without getting up, he'd lay there hungry and wouldn't even get up and go get that piece of bread. But that was one thing that this dog could do. At night, he would lay under the step, and he would bark at the moon. And in 15 minutes, he would have every dog in town barking. This is true, my brethren, of some folk in our church. They can start something and get everybody in church stirred up. They're no good to the church, to the pastor. They're no good to the community. But they can start more hell in church than it will take an army to quieten down. They gossip about that they know and that they don't know. Don't you bother them dogs, just watch them. Well, the second kind of dog is a mad dog. He is a very dangerous dog. A mad dog is crazy. And he will cause every dog that come in contact with him to go crazy. They foam at the mouth when they're rabid. And you have to stay away from them because their madness is contagious. And because they're mad, they want everybody else in church to be mad too. They throw off their poison and their lies to anybody that will listen. You'd better watch the mad dogs. They're a dangerous breed to have in your church. Well, then there's a third kind of dog. There's a bulldog. Nobody likes the bulldog but the man who owns it. Amen. But if you see the bulldog coming, you'll have enough respect for him to get off the sidewalk and let him have the sign. Amen. We got bulldogs in our churches. These are bad fellows in the church. Amen. And they go around boasting about let me have it. I'll get him straight. Let me know what's going on. You watch them bulldogs that we got in our church. Then we've got some bird dogs in our church. The bird dog comes in two classes, a pointer and a setter. Amen.
Yes, sir. I like it.
Well, the pointer, let's take him out, the pointer, he doesn't kill the birds. He just point them out and have somebody else to kill them. You see, when the man is going bird hunting, the pointer will find the birds and he'll point to them. And then when the hunter gets there, the bird dog will jump in the bushes and make the birds fly, and then the hunter will kill them. You see, Judas was a bird dog. He was a pointer. He didn't kill Jesus. He just pointed him out. He said, the one that I kiss, that's the one you seize. Bird dog. Then you got some setters. Amen. Everything you bring to the church, they want to set on it. You ain't gonna never get your program off the ground because them bird dogs setting on it. Let me go home and think it over, Brother Pastor. I'll be back. I want to take this and can't make nothing out of it after you give it to him. But let me study this. That's a setter. They're just going to sit there and kill your program. Amen. Watch them dogs. The next kind of dog, the fifth dog, is a poodle dog. This is a parlor dog. He has to have special attention. Or she, or whatever the gender is. She just looks pretty, has to have special food, has to have a special haircut, has to have special bath salts, have to have special nail soaking treatment. The poodle dog. We've got poodles in our church. They just look good. They are no service to the church or to the pastor. They come about 30 minutes late every Sunday and come right down the center aisle. Just tip it. Just like to say, I'm doing y'all a favor by showing up today. That's a poodle dog. All of us got poodle dogs in our church. They just look good. Ain't of no service to nobody. Watch them poodle dogs. Well, then the sixth dog is the feist dog. He's just good for noise. Feist dog, just keeps up noise all the time, just yak, 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 yak. And the thing about the feist dog is that he ain't no size. About that big. I want you to listen to a story I heard once about a feist dog. A man had a feist that lived right next door to a man that had a big Doberman pincher. And every morning this man would walk his big Doberman down the sidewalk past where this little feist was. And when he passed the door, the little feist would jump off the porch and run down the walkway and hit up against the gate and knew the gate was locked. And he'd just follow him all the way down the fence. Just yak, 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 yak all the way. And this big Doberman never would look around. He just kept stepping. He would just go on down the road. And every morning, true as the Doberman would come by, here come the little feist tearing off the porch. But one morning, as it would happen, his owner forgot to latch the gate when he went out to work. And the feist don't know this. And when the man with the Doberman came down the sidewalk, the little feist tore off the porch as was his usual procedure and ran down the walkway and hit the gate, and bless God, it swung wide open. Gate swung open. When he stopped and looked up, he was looking right up in the face of this big Doberman. This Doberman said to himself, I've been waiting for this. I've been waiting for this opportunity. And he proceeded to turn this little feist every which way but loose. Gave him a fairly good whipping. When he finally let him go, this little fellow was so happy. The story goes that he went back up on the porch slowly and sat down and wiped his brow and said, who in the hell left the gate open? That's the way it is in church. Some folk in our church will raise $100 worth of hell about a thing long as the gate's locked. But when he has to face the issue, the first thing he'll say is, "Brother Pastor, I don't know a thing about that. As far as I know, brother, sister, so-and-so is all right. The gate's open now. But don't worry about them fights, dog. Just watch them, dog." Well, the seventh type dog is a chow dog. He has a black tongue, and he's a very treacherous dog. Chow dog, he's playful when he's a puppy. But when he gets old, he gets treacherous. Let me tell you, the church has suffered fights, falling outs, and splits because of treacherous folk. Treachery is the greatest enemy the church has ever had. Treachery is the worst vice in human nature. Treachery is compounded of evil, fraud, cowardice, and revenge. Treachery destroys the principle of mutual confidence and security. Treachery is a cancer in our society. It will eat away love and peace. Treachery is the greatest traitor that ever committed domestic treason. Treachery will stop the choir from singing. Treachery will stop the ushers from serving. Treachery will stop a church from shouting. Treachery is a little dog in the middle of big dogs. You just watch them dogs. One day, three dogs were in a yard and they found a bone. The little dog stood back and let the big dogs fight over the bone. And while the big dogs were fighting over the bone, the little dog came up and got the bone and walked on away with it. And when the big dogs stopped fighting, they looked and the bone and the little dog was gone. Well, this happens in our church. While the pastor and the deacons are fighting, the other fellow takes over and goes on off with the church. You better watch them dogs. He is a cur dog. He is famous for being a coward. He tucks his tail and runs quick. Or he'll run with a gang of dogs, but when the fighting comes, he runs out. There are people in the church that will follow the crowd. But when the church needs him, when it comes to him standing up and stating his conviction, he's quick to say, "I ain't gonna have nothing to do with it. I'm neutral." There ain't no neutral ground when right and wrong is concerned. You'd better watch them cur dogs. The ninth type of dog is a coon dog. He is a type of night prowling church member. He runs only at night, trailing in the dark, throwing a brick and hiding his hand. We got coon dogs in our church. They come in on Sunday morning and sleep all through morning service because they've been out all night long, running at the night, trailing in the dark, and they want to bring all of their sins in the church and hang it on the preacher. That's why they get so upset when they find out the preacher done sinned, because they ain't got nowhere now to hang their sins. Because they looking for him to be pure and holy so they can come in and undress and hang them all on him, and then he walks out and loaded down with all of their sins. And the first time they hear of anything he's done that he shouldn't have done, "Oh, ain't that a shame before God. Oh, we got to get rid of him, child. We got to get us another preacher. I can't use nobody that ain't no better off than I am." Well, the devil, all us trying to make it in. It ain't no easier for a preacher to get to heaven than it is for you. We all trying to just make it in. You watch that coon dog. Well, then you've got another kind of dog. The tenth type dog is a bloodhound. This dog is used to track down criminals. Yes, we have some bloodhounds in our church. People who have an instinct of a bloodhound for uncovering scandals in other folks' lives. They find out who is going with who in the church. Amen. They will search your garbage can and see if they can find any liquor bottles or beer cans. Amen. And if you ask them about something that's going on and they don't know, they'll tell you, well, I don't know right now, but you give me 2 days, I'll get back to you. I'll find it out. You watch them bloodhounds. Then there's 11th kind of dog in our church. There's the pot hound. His belly is the biggest thing about him. I know a man who used to cook barbecue on an open pit. And one day, this old pot hound ran up and grabbed a piece of his hot meat off of this barbecue pit. The meat was burning him in the mouth, and he was hollering, but he wouldn't drop the meat. He has kept on holding on to it and was hollering every step of the way that he went. Well, we got some folk in our church like that. Amen. They holler about their sin, but they won't drop them. Amen. Every time you see them, they holler, I know I ain't living right, Brother Pastor. I know I ought to do better. But he won't quit. I know I should do better. My mama was a good church member. My daddy was a deacon. I know. But he keep on sinning. That's the pot hound. Amen. If your sins are burning you, why don't you drop them? Uh-huh. Well, watch them dogs. Well, the 12th dog is a Spitz dog. He too is a very pretty dog. But that Spitz is very deceitful. He'll ease up to you friendly, and then he'll bite you when you ain't looking. You can play with him, he'll still bite you. You can feed him, and when he gets through eating, he'll bite you. You can bathe him, and when he dries off, he'll bite you. You can get him when he's sick, nurse him back to health. Soon as he get well, he'll bite you. He is deceitful. This is true of some folk in our church. Amen. They'll come up to you grinning and easing up to you when they want something, but you better watch them dogs. You see, the worst dog in the world will show his teeth before he bites you. That's what David meant when he said, he that eateth my bread has turned his head against me. Uh-huh. Don't worry, there are some Spitz dogs everywhere. Uh-huh. Just watch them dogs. I used to have a dog that would whirl around and around after his tail. He was very fast. He could make a lot of speed and he could kick up a lot of dust, but he wasn't getting nowhere. That's the way it is with a lot of folk in the church. They just making tracks and ain't getting nowhere. Amen. Now in 2 Peter, 2nd chapter in the 22nd verse, we read where it said, the dog is turned to his own vomit. The same thing that made him sick, he has returned to eat it again. This dog is a type of backsliding Christian. The backslider is a man or a woman who was once in sin, came out of sin, and then went back into sin. Look at the drunkard. Whiskey made him sick. He swears off whiskey while he's sick, but as soon as he gets well, he returns to the bottle. When I look at the dog's devotion and faithfulness to his master, I feel ashamed of my so-called faithfulness to God. A dog is a very faithful creature. He is the best friend that a man has had in this world. Amen. Sometimes a man's companion will walk away from him when life and fate turn against him. But his dog will never leave him. His sons and daughters may become ungrateful for what he's done for them. But his dog will stay right by his side. The people who praise you will sometime turn against you. But a dog will never leave you. A man's dog stands by him in poverty and in prosperity, in health and in sickness. He will sleep in the cold and rain if only he can be at his master's side. Ain't that right? He will kiss the hand that has no food to give him. The dog, he will guard the sleep of his poor master as if he was a prince. If fortune drives his master out into a homeless world, the dog asks no more than to go along at his side. And when death overtakes his master, he has been known to lay beside the grave with his head between his paws, with sad eyes, and stand watching. There will whine all night long. Yes, a good dog is faithful to his master, even in death. Jesus, my master, I will follow him on. When men and women are ungrateful to his loving kindness, I will sing his praises. Yes, Jesus, my master, died. But there were those who had been with him that left him when he got in trouble. John the apostle could be here characterized as a faithful dog, for he did not desert Jesus. John went with Jesus as a member of the inner circle. John was with him in the Garden of Gethsemane. I'm going to be through here in a minute. John was with him when he was captured. John was with him when he was tried before Caiaphas. John was with him when he was nailed to a rugged cross. John was with him when he cried in a loud voice, "It's finished." John was with him when they took him off the cross and when they laid him in a borrowed tomb. John was with him when he heard him say, "Be faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life." And John started preaching about the story of Jesus. The Pharisees told him, "John, if you don't hush, we're going to banish you to a lonely island. John, if you don't quit carrying on like you're doing, we're going to banish you off by yourself. Because, John, you're crazy. You've lost your mind." But John said, "No, I haven't lost my mind. For I was there. I was right there with him when he changed water to wine. I was there when he calmed the raging sea. I was right there when he raised the dead one day. I'm telling you what I know. I'm not telling you something I heard." And John kept on preaching until long last one day. I'm getting ready to close here now. They caught him and they bound him and they led him down by the Sea of Galilee. They led him down to a ship that they had waiting to banish him to Patmos. But I'm the old man John. He wasn't worried, for he said, I heard the Lord said, if you go, I'll go with you. I heard him said that he'd never leave me, nor leave me alone. But I just want to put him on test with God Almighty before I step on board the ship. Tell me that he reached down and broke off a twig. And to tell me that he raised a twig in there and he looked up toward heaven and he said, Jesus, my master, here I am. They're getting ready to banish me to a lonely island. Here I am. I'm getting ready to be he's sent over there where the rocks and snakes are. I don't mind going if you're gonna go with me. But I wanna know one thing. Are you gonna be with me? I'm gonna raise this twig. And if you're gonna be with me, tell you what I want you to do. Let her east wind just move this twig in my hand. Tell me that he raised the twig over his head. And our east wind came down by the right side, blew the twig out of old man John's hand. Because the Lord, he promised that he'll go with me. Let me tell you one thing, Antioch. Be faithful to him. Don't leave him when everybody else leaves him. But you stay with him. Stay there when they don't want to hear you preach. You stay with the Lord. Stay there when choir stops singing.
soul that I heard. You don't hear me. I heard the voice of Jesus telling me, fight on. He promised.
K-A-Y-T. K-A-Y-T. Digital radio.
Digital radio.
Has arrived. Hear the difference.
Crystal clear sound.
Digital radio has arrived. Hear the difference.
Digital radio station.
K-A-Y-T.
You work hard. Yes, you give me joy down deep in my soul. Jesus.
I need just a little more 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 Jesus.
To help me along the way. Oh, I need just a little more Jesus.
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 To help me along the way. To
help me along the way.
To
help me along the way.
Oh my God,
help me along the way.
To help me along the way. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Too much stuff and not enough space. Minimax Self-Storage, located at 3700 Lee Street at Industrial, offers commercial and residential space, which includes individual door alarms, coded gate access, fenced and lighted for your safety, plus climate control or non-climate control, whatever you prefer. They're open 7 days a week and can be reached at 449-8988. That's Minimax Self-Storage on the corner of Lee Street and Industrial.
Trey Huffman, owner of Minimax Storage, is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
Hello, this is Sheriff Doug Anderson. When I was given your sacred trust and elected your sheriff 11 years ago, I promised an honest administration. It's easy to tell you what you want to hear and make empty promises, but it takes courage and integrity to tell you the truth. I have lived up to my promises and served with honesty and integrity. Someone you can trust. Thank you.
Paid for by Doug Anderson.
KAYT. KQJOFM.
Your number one music station.
These are the hits.
just say yes.